Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in to those outlets online. We're glad you guys can be with us as well. Robert E. Person is making his first appearance on the program this year to talk to us not only about his journey through music, but what it's been like for him to share a positive message along the way. His new single that got our attention is called Testify. We're going to be listening to it a little bit later, as well as telling you how you guys can get it for yourself. Robert, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, Cyrus Webb. Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, look, we appreciate you taking out the time. I know this is a busy time for you. You're staying quite busy, but we appreciate you being able to take out a few moments to talk with us. You know, I mentioned the single Testify, which has a powerful message, Robert. We'll be getting into a little bit later. But I want to talk about this journey for you, because when I was prepping for this segment, the thing that really got me was not only how much music is a part of your life, but how music really is a vehicle for you to be able to not only to reach people, but also to get people's attention. What has it been like for you to kind of bring your own passion for music, you know, to others, and to see it making a difference?
Wow, that's amazing. I am truly in awe of what God has done, is doing, and prayerfully will do in my life musically. Mm-hmm. This has been an amazing journey, better than anything I could have ever planned or asked for, and it's just a humbling experience as well. Music is my love. It's truly my passion, and I say this very carefully. Music is my love and my passion. I'm a lover of good music, and I try to encompass all different styles of music in the music that I share. But the fact that I sing gospel is just an extra plus. I'm just honored to, and I kind of ran away from it a little bit, but I'm honored to share the message of Jesus Christ through music.
Yeah. You know, you bring up something I didn't intend on mentioning, but since you said what you said, Robert, I'm going to say it. You know, I think there, you know, and there are some, I think, that do a disservice to themselves and to others because of trying to put labels on God and trying to put limitations on God. I noticed on Facebook, I think it was a few days ago, I was prepping for this segment with you, and I noticed that someone had posted on your page, you know, I do R&B, you know, I hope that's not, you know, offensive to you, and your response to them was, you know, I'm a lover of music, you know, you know, there's no offense there. Do you think that that is one of the things, I mean, you have done it, I think, successfully. Another artist this year that I got a chance to speak with that has really, I think, done it well is Anita Wilson, you know, being able to, you know, to really be able to show that it's more about the message than anything else. Do you think that's what you really have shown people?
Yeah, and that's very important to me. It's more about the message than anything else. And as it relates to R&B music, secular music, and, of course, gospel music, my philosophy is if I can sing it in front of my mother, I'll sing it.
Yeah.
So, in other words, it does not have to be the gospel. Just as long as it's good music and positive music. Now, I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to say anything crazy.
Right.
But I truly, first and foremost, I'm a lover of music, and I say that all the time, but God had a different plan for me. And I know we're really going off the wall now, but when I initially set out to do my very first recording, my intention, flesh, my intention was to do good music. But before I knew it, I had a full gospel project. And I was like, "What in the world? What happened?" But I thank God for his trust. Amen.
Right.
And in me, and of course, I'm being obedient because I do know better.
Yeah. Well, you know what? No, I think that's actually right in line, because I think it shows people that, you know, don't allow other people to put God in the box, and don't allow other people to box in your gifts. Because he's given us all so many different gifts. Not all of us. I can't sing, so I already know that's not my gift. That's not my gift. But he's given me other gifts. And I think, you know, never let anyone else tell you, you know, that you don't have something that God can use. But that brings me to this question then, a great segue, I think, Robert, and is that when did you first realize it? Because you said you ran from it for a little while. When did you first realize that you had something that only God could have given?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked, because I think I have the best answer. Years ago, I was at a liturgical music conference, and I asked the question, how do you know when you're called? Because we hear this word, you know, I've been called. What
right.
is that? What does that mean? And I was told, the answer that I was told is, you know you're called when God equips you with the tools necessary to walk in that calling.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? For me, it meant my friends, it meant people who are around me, people who I support, and the people who support me. And I say that specifically because at that time I was a student in college. So my support system were, you know, my friends in the music department. And we all still, 20-plus years later, support each other. And they have become my tools that are necessary to walk into this calling. My immediate, I guess, supervisor, so to speak, is my choir director at church, who at the time was my professor in college. So he's a tool. Alan Johnson, who has produced just about every song I've ever recorded, he and I were at UDC at the same time together. He's now the director of jazz studies at the University of the District of Columbia. So that's another tool that God has equipped me with to walk into this calling. But I definitely ran away, and what for me, what I was afraid of, if I may say that word, as a believer, I was afraid of the responsibility of gospel music.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because I think other people will appreciate that, which is why they run from it too,
right?
So I think people, you know, probably are heaving a sigh of relief there. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, already having a great conversation today with Robert E. Person. He's making his first appearance on a program this year to talk to us not only about his journey in music, that's what we've been discussing, but also, of course, you know, how he got to where he is today. So now when you think about that, you literally have the world in front of you, Robert, with social media, with, you know, the way that you're able to share music person to person. What does that feel like to know you've been given this honor of not only being able to use your gift, but to know that that gift is helping people in a special way?
You know, I think I've taken it for granted until just now when you said I have the world in front of me. I guess I look at social media as my own little circle, but I know better than that. But in the words that you just put it in front of me, the world being in front of me, it just makes the responsibility that much greater. It makes it that much greater. But I just thank God for the opportunity to minister his word through song and in all that that means. It might not mean necessarily the word of God, but some positive message. And I just thank God for the trusting me, you know, with that responsibility. It's just quite amazing, and it's definitely an honor. And as you just so eloquently put it, it's a huge responsibility.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that the thing is, though, and I say this on Facebook a lot to Robert, and I truly believe it because of my own experience, that, you know, our Heavenly Father knows us better than we could ever know ourselves.
Exactly.
Even though we may say what we can't do, I really believe, and I have seen it in my own life, that he never puts anything in front of us that he knows that he can't bring us through.
Right.
And so, you know, I say that because, you know, I look at, you know, we're all on the World Wide Web, and, you know, even though, you know, you're in your circle, you know, on Facebook or Twitter, those words can so easily be spread to someone else.
Exactly.
You know, and to thousands of others, you know, the people you've never known. Do you ever just sit and think about that? I mean, because, you know, it really is something that you know, that something that you sing can reach people around the world that you will never meet, may never even hear from, but know that you were able to sing something that reached them exactly when they needed it.
Yeah, that goes right back to what we were taught growing up, and that's you never know who's watching.
Yeah.
Especially now with social media and the World Wide Web being what it is.
Right.
You never know who's watching, which translates into always be on your best behavior.
Right.
that lesson we learned, you know, way back when from Grandma and Big Mama and Mama, you know, always be on your best behavior. Like I said, it's just amazing, the platform that we have now, especially with social media. It adds to the responsibility, but it is amazing because now you have the world as your audience.
Exactly. And it really, you know, I think about what Jesus says to his disciples about the good news being preached and all the inhabited earth for a witness. And, you know, because of the internet, we have the opportunity to reach the whole inhabited earth.
Right.
You know, and I think, you know, what a great privilege to be able to use that responsibly.
Right.
And we talk about that on this program all the time. When used responsibly, the internet can be an amazing thing. You know, it's when we let ourselves get involved, and sometimes he goes off kilter. Well, that brings us, ironically, right back to where we began this conversation, talking about the single testify. Because, you know, I think there has to be a realization that we are not doing this by ourselves, that we're
exactly.
not in this world by ourselves. Talk to us a little bit, Robert, about how the single came about.
And perfect segue. We are not in this world by ourselves. No man is an island. And that's a perfect segue to testify. We are, as Christians, are responsible. It's our responsibility there, rather, to tell of the goodness of God. God has been good to all of us. And because of that, it's our responsibility to testify. And speaking of other people helping us along the way, this song was written by a great friend of mine, Aisha Daniels, and her husband and I are really good friends, who encouraged me to listen to his wife's song, and of course I did. And, you know, here we are about 6 months later, where the song is doing very well at radio, and I just thank God for the ears that have heard it. I thank God for the voice of the songwriter, the person trusting me to share this testimony, to share this song. I just thank God for, you know, for all that's happening, especially as it relates to this song in particular, because it's what we have been commissioned to do, and that's tell the good news, tell the world that Jesus Christ lives and that his mercy endures forever. And this song just simply celebrates that.
Exactly. Gives us something to celebrate. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Robert E. Person with the single Testify. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Robert right after this.
Your love is one. Your love.
Justified by Robert E. Person right here on Conversations Live. If you guys came in late, we're going to tell you a little bit later how you can go back and catch the replay, however you might be hearing us. We actually got that single from CDBaby.com. It is available, of course, at all your online retailers. But we've been talking today with recording artist Robert E. Person, not only about that single, but also about the gift that he's been given and the responsibility that comes with that gift. We've been talking to him also about what it's been like for him to know that literally the world is able to hear his music and to be inspired by it. I know that song was actually played just a couple of hours ago. Robert, I saw that was played on one of the other online retailers as well. At CJB Radio, I was playing the single. They had posted it on Twitter. What is your hope for people who are hearing that song? When they hear about the fact, as the song says, I will testify to your goodness, in spite of what they're going through, what do you want people to know, is really their responsibility?
That's pretty much it. In spite of what you're going through, we have so much to be grateful for. And that's actually, now I'm preaching to myself, we can complain, but yeah, there's always something good going on in our lives. I told a friend today that he is loved. He's a little depressed about some situations, but just had to remind him that people love him. And someone's always in your corner. It could be grandma, it could be your mother, father, sister, brother, friend, coworker. You never know, but someone is always in your corner, and someone is always praying for you. And in spite of what's happening in your life, there's something good going on that you should be able to testify about.
Yeah, that is so true. That is really it. So you said, and I think this is something that we all have to do, Robert, and that is to sometimes preach to ourselves. Paul did it repeatedly, I think, in his letters to others, kind of saying to himself, hey, you know what? I have to remember this too. I get down. I go through things. Is that kind of what keeps you going, knowing that this is a message first to you and then to the world?
Yeah, it definitely keeps me inspired. I don't know where I would be without music. As a matter of fact, my previous project was Soul Sanctuary. The whole title came about because I wanted to possibly give someone a sanctuary of music. Music has become my sanctuary. And so my hope for my music, past, present, and definitely future, is that people can put that music on and maybe just escape from whatever they're in just for a little while, and hoping that when they even come out of that listening session or what have you, that they'll be inspired to continue to go on in faith.
Has it, we talked about earlier about, of course, your music reaching the world. Has it sunk into you yet, Robert, or has it become real to you that, you are an individual that others are inspired by, that they may look at you and say, if Robert was able to go through what he's been through, if he's able to sing about this, then that gives me hope. Has that kind of sunk in?
It has and has not. It's humbling because I see, thank God, and I say thank God, I see weekly, how the song is doing at radio. I get a radio report. I see how it's doing on the charts and how it's being received. And it's scary. It's humbling, but it's definitely amazing. And I can honestly tell you, I know truly that it's the hand of God and not me.
Yeah.
I truly know that it's the hand of God. So I appreciate the honor. And once again, we go back to that word responsibility. It definitely becomes a responsibility, not a heavy one, but definitely a responsibility to share the good news.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it is one that, I'm honored to be able to share here on our platform. Again, everyone, Robert E. Person has been our guest. We've been talking to him not only about the journey that he has been on in music, but also the message that he's been able to share with others, and knowing what that message is able to do to others, to encourage them, to inspire them, and remind them of their own personal responsibility when it comes to, of course, praising the great name of our Heavenly Father. Robert, that single, again, is called Testify. I mentioned that we got it on CDBaby.com. How else can our listeners stay connected with you and get the music?
Oh, they can definitely connect with me through my website, which is my name. It's www.roberteperson, and that's P-E-R-S-O-N.com. And, of course, I'm on all social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Robert E. Person. And of course, my music is also available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play as well.
All right. So many opportunities for you guys to be able to get it. And also, of course, you know, to make sure that you're passing the word on to your friends as well. Everyone needs to be encouraged. Everyone
Amen.
Needs to be inspired. So it's great to be able to find music that does just that. Robert, again, congratulations to you. I know a lot of great things are going on with you, so definitely invite our listeners to stay connected with you online. And Robert, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, man.
Thank you so much, Mr. Webb. I appreciate you.
Glad to be
part of this great conversation.
Well, I'm glad you could say that. I want to thank our good friend Benita Battle, me too, also
Amen.
For setting up this conversation with us today. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you guys are going to hear the replay of Testify here in just a moment. Again, remind you to get it, of course, wherever you buy your music online. Notice I said buy your music online. Make sure you guys do support Robert on all the different platforms that it's available. CD Baby is where we got it, but our partner, of course, is Amazon.com, so you can always get it there. And as you said, you can also get it at Google Play and other places as well. So stay connected with Robert. Make sure you guys support the music. And also, of course, inspire people by the message, because that's really what it's all about. If you came in late and you're joining us on the online side of our program, the podcast of this show will be available here in just a few moments. You guys can catch the link on our social media pages at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I actually tagged Robert on both of those places to make it easy for you guys to be able to find him. That's going to do it for us for this edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.